Soundcheck.
Knoflíku z bakelitu, drž pevně na kabátu.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, which will appeal in particular to dedicated followers of fashion. This week's song is by dissident folk singer Jaroslav Hutka and is called Knoflík, meaning button. The phrase to listen out for in this ode to a fastening device comes near the end of the song and goes Ty mě máš na triku.
Knoflíku, knoflíku, ty mě máš na triku. Jak jsi se utrhnul, na zem si upadnul.
This week's chosen song lyric is actually a bit of a pun, because literally, knoflíku, knoflíku, ty mě máš na triku, means, oh button, you have me on your t-shirt. But idiomatically, mít někoho na triku, to have somebody on your t-shirt, means to be responsible for somebody, or to take responsibility for someone. So, what Hutka is actually singing here is, oh button, you're responsible for me, or you've taken responsibility for me. How? Because, in short, the singer's button has fallen off his t-shirt, his superficial old girlfriend was so disgusted by his appearance that she left him, and he sings Dnes už mám lepší holku, now I've got a better girlfriend. All this because of his missing knoflík, which is certainly no longer na triku.
Knoflíku, knoflíku, ty mě máš na triku. Jak jsi se utrhnul, na zem si upadnul, dnes už mám lepší holku.
So, mít někoho na triku can mean to take responsibility for someone, and in this vein you can also say, to si nevezmu na triko, I will not take that onto my t-shirt, meaning figuratively, I refuse to accept responsibility for that, or I will not have that become my responsibility. But mít na triku, to have on one's t-shirt, also has another, slightly different idiomatic meaning. On má tři vraždy na triku means he's guilty of three murders, or, more colourfully, he's got three murders to his name. So, if you have a crime, or a series of unfortunate statements, or some other failure on your t-shirt, then it means that you're guilty of a crime, or of making a series of unfortunate statements, that they're on your account.
Knoflíku, knoflíku, ty mě máš na triku.
And finally, here are a couple of further sartorial idioms for Radio Prague's more fashion-conscious listeners. If a product or a building is unveiled v novém kabátě, in a new coat, that means it's been given a facelift. So, the headline Pražský Music Hall otevírá v novém kabátě translates as Prague Music Hall opens after facelift. And the idiom převlekat kabát, to change your coat, actually means to change your stripes. So you will often read that a politician převlekl kabát, but instead of meaning the literal, that he or she donned a new coat, it means rather that he or she swapped one allegiance for another. But that's enough layering of clothing idioms, one on top of the other. So for this week, nashledanou, goodbye.
Knoflíku, knoflíku, ty mě máš na triku. Jak jsi se utrhnul, na zem si upadnul, dnes už mám lepší holku. A chodím bez kabátu.